thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our main stories this evening.
One person dies in a stampede at Chibuku Stadium in Chitungwiza today at a ZANU-PF campaign rally addressed by President Robert Mugabe.
The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's failure to run the two-day special vote for members of the uniformed forces shows ZEC is not ready and lacks capacity to conduct a free and fair poll.
This election is neither legal, legitimate, is immoral, is unfree, and is unfair, this election. We are participating in this election because our people are tired.
And Zimbabweans in the United States join hands in seeking divine intervention for a peaceful election in their country. The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's failure to run the two-day special vote for members of the uniformed forces shows that ZEC is not ready and lacks capacity to conduct the July 31st harmonized elections. Ivan Chifera reports.
Addressing a press conference in the capital today, MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti said the chaotic special voting exercise over the past 2 days has exposed ZEC's lack of preparedness for free, fair and credible elections on 31 July. Biti said while he respects Justice Rita Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, the majority of Zimbabweans can no longer trust the Electoral Commission after it bungled the special voting exercise.
Whilst we have great respect for the commissioners, in particular Justice Makarau and others, it is self-evident that our claim and demand before the election started that ZEC staff must be revisited and a new crop of ZEC staff appointed is being vindicated, and this is regrettable.
The special voting exercise meant for election officers, soldiers, prison and police officers, which started Sunday, was marred by many challenges, including late opening of polling stations, shortages of ballot papers and boxes, among others. BT said during the exercise, his party agents were chased and removed from polling stations in direct violation of the electoral law. He adds, voting continued at some polling stations early this morning, though it was supposed to stop at midnight. ZEC had earlier announced anyone within a polling station would not be sent away before casting their ballots when it extended the voting time.
ZEC had the right to extend voting until 12 midnight, reserved for only those people that were in the queue. But they've extended voting to people beyond 12 o'clock. If you go to Mavuku right now, people are still voting. If you go to Maino, they are doing so.
BT says the MDC has written to ZEC complaining about this breach of the law. He says it is clear for his party that the ZEC commissioners are no longer in control of the ZEC secretariat, as some of the workers are openly defying their orders.
Some of the officials are not acting under the instructions of ZEC, the commission. They have another master, and in our respective view, the junta, who have clearly taken over this process.
BT says after failing to properly run the special vote of less than 100,000 voters, he doubts ZEC will be able to conduct the July 31 polls.
From where we are seeing it, we are seeing a kwashioka of leadership. We are seeing absence of leadership. And to be fair, it's not ZEC's fault. There is a hidden hand that is controlling and creating this chaos.
The MDC Secretary General said, as a result of ZANU-PF's refusal to implement democratic reforms ahead of the elections, his party was feeling the pinch on the ground with unnecessary attacks in the state media and being banned from holding campaign rallies, especially at night. ZANU-PF, on the other hand, it said, is allowed to address rallies anytime and is campaigning even in army barracks and police camps, whilst his party is denied that opportunity. He explains that, in light of the above, the forthcoming elections won't be free and fair.
This election is neither legal, legitimate, is immoral, is unfree, It is unfair, this election. We are participating in this election because our people are tired.
He, however, says the MDC will participate in the poll because people want change. Meanwhile, police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherit Charamba, last night said the chaos that marred special voting was caused by the MDCT.
The major challenge has been caused by the MDCT that has gone to the extent of making numerous court applications to prevent their dissident candidates from contesting the elections as independents. ZEC was therefore unable to print ballot papers as they did not have the final list of candidates.
But it dismissed this, saying his party did not obtain any court order to stop the process. He said the late deployment of ballot papers had nothing to do with his party. He said the MDC will continue to approach the courts to ensure the law is complied with. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.